The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the Australian Institute of Management WA. We inspire better workplaces.
WA's most sought-after and prestigious corporate event happened last night, a $1,500 a head fundraiser for the Labor Party. Perth is buzzing about it today, and one person on the star-studded guest list was Spud King Tony Gilardi, and he joins me now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. And now, we're so used to seeing you in your singlet and shorts. Did you get scrubbed up?
Yeah, apparently I had to wear a jacket and a pair of pants. Took me a while to find them in my wardrobe, but there was a pair there.
And now the paparazzis were out in force. The cameras were flashing. Did it feel a bit more like a Hollywood premiere?
Oh, not really.
And the actual venue itself, the Freshwater Bay Yacht Club, have you been there before?
No, actually, that's the first time I've been there. It was a pretty good place, actually.
Yeah, right. I got to be honest with you, I haven't been in there either.
I've never been to those places. I don't venture out that much.
And could you describe it to us? What was it like on the inside?
It was beautiful, actually. It was on the river there, and see the boats. It was, and plus, the venue was really nice. The people were really good. Really good staff there. It was very good.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a well put together event, and it was.
Yes, I'll definitely be there again. The opportunity.
It was the who's who of Perth's corporate world. Who did you spot in the room last night?
Oh, look, there's a lot of prominent business people, key people in WA that support WA and employ a lot of people. It was a good event, actually, and it was low key and people were just genuine, and it was a good place.
Yeah, right.
Good night.
And so were you able to mingle, or did you sort of come in, were shown to your table, and you sort of stayed talking to the people at your table?
Well, look, a lot of people mingle. We've actually stayed on our table, and we've actually spoke to the people that were on the table, and a lot of people that I knew, and they come up and talk to me, and I come and talk to them, and it was a really good night.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the Premier is a bit of a rock star at the moment with the general public. You're a bit familiar to that too. I'm sure you get asked for selfies all the time wherever you go. Was it a bit like being at a rock concert last night, or was it a bit more subdued?
No, it was subdued. It was good. It was just like I said, we come through a pretty tough 12 months, and really when you look at it, the guys that have done a really good job over the last 12 months, and I wish them luck the next 4 years. It was good. Everybody was. They can see that. It's been a tough year, and it was good to come out at the end and the results that we got.
Yeah, coming out the other side. There's no doubt about that. And now, of course, what everybody wants to know, everybody who wasn't there, of course, is what was on the menu.
Actually, can't remember. I think we had scallops and some steak and the dessert. It was just a standard. Make sure you go to a restaurant. There we go.
Yeah, for $1,500 a head, you'd hope there was some decent booze. Did you have a few wines?
I don't drink a lot, but I had a few glasses last night.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Tony Gilardi, thanks for spilling the tea on the dinner last night that everybody wishes they were at. You have a great day.
Thank you very much.